This is Bill Brenner for SearchSecurity.com. You're listening to a special Black Hat edition of our Security Wire Weekly podcast. One of the presenters at this year's Black Hat USA 2007 conference in Las Vegas is Gaddy Evron, a security evangelist with Beyond Security. He's closely followed the recent coordinated cyber attack against government and private computer networks in the Baltic nation of Estonia, and we'll talk about who may be behind the onslaught and what went right on the part of the Estonians. First, this message.
As an information security professional, you've no doubt heard of Nmap, the popular freeware tool. It can be a huge help in the enterprise when searching for available hosts and services or pinpointing open ports. However, installing, configuring, and running Nmap in the enterprise is no easy task. With that in mind, SearchSecurity.com has teamed up with security expert Michael Cobb to create an Nmap technical guide. This guide details exactly how you can use Nmap to make your organization more secure. This guide is available for free at SearchSecurity.com/Nmap. Again, that's SearchSecurity.com/Nmap. Check it out today.
Gaddy?
Talk a bit about the main message you're going to want to get across to attendees.
Well, there's been a lot of, to put it correctly, there hasn't been a lot of information about what happened in Estonia. On the other end, there has been a lot of commotion and a lot of discussion of what happened in Estonia. So while people are very interested in this, there is not much information to back it up. Now, I would like to try and get some of the information about what actually happened out there, but there are people, in my opinion, better equipped to do that. Once I end discussing what actually happened and how the Estonian search responded to the incident, etc., because they really deserve the credit for all that, I would like to try and address some of the strategic lessons that can be learned from Estonia. Such as, for example, what worked in the defense, what worked for the attackers, yes, for both sides. I would like to discuss the impact and what other issues there were in Estonia that could be perhaps scalable or replicated for other attacks or other defenses later on.
Mm-hmm.
Estonia, in this called the level the first internet war. I'm not sure if that is true or if it's an exaggeration, but I would really like to put all the details on in a way that will be very visible for everybody, and then take these details and try to address everything as a case study to different lessons that we can take from that.
Now, let me ask you, originally, when this was going on, there was talk that some believed that there was some coordinated effort on the part of the Russians to attack the Estonian computer systems, and it was all over some controversy about a statue being moved. And then later, as things unfolded, it seemed a little more in the direction of just some different independent but organized groups launching these kinds of attacks. Would you say at this point that it was more the work of a few different independent groups, or do you think that maybe there was some more government-sponsored involvement?
Well, the internet is really perfect for plausible deniability. We'll never be able to prove with technological means alone who the attacker is. This is one of the basics of information warfare. You may not know who actually attacks you.
Mm-hmm.
But although the attacks themselves came from Russian-speaking individuals rather than any specific group we can pinpoint, the way the attack was orchestrated, the way the attack changed and learned, the attackers learned as they went and adapted to the defenses, say that there was some sort of organization behind it.
Uh-huh.
Whether it was a really planned operation, a seriously planned operation, or some sort of ad hoc coordination between different people who were attacking, I doubt we'll be able to prove. but there are some instances during the attacks that make us believe this was planned more than just being ad hoc.
And what were some of those indications?
Well, one example was that, first of all, of course, they kept adapting, right? The attackers kept getting new information on how to attack, etc., responding to the defenses.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty interesting. There were some tools used that made us believe that there was some work beyond this attack that was specific to Estonia, and some different signs like that.
Now, if you are an IT administrator or an IT security officer, and you are responsible for maintaining the security of either a corporate computer network or a government computer network, what are some of the lessons that you should be taking from what happened with Estonia, as far as some specific measures that ought to be in the routine?
I would actually look at it as a country, and I would say, if I would put the organizations themselves aside right now, I would say something that, like, we need to realize that the civilian infrastructure, the business, the private infrastructure are as important, if not so, for an internet engagement as what the military would consider critical infrastructure, such as energy infrastructure, transportation infrastructure, air traffic control, etc. And ISPs, banks, even the press becomes that critical infrastructure. And what really worked in Estonia was when the amazing responders in Estonia, the CERT, the ISPs, etc., all cooperated. They openly shared information that did not compete on security.
Mm-hmm.
And such coordination in Estonia was easier because the CERT knew everybody. It's a very small country. It's just 1 million people and a quarter, something like that. And 1 million and a quarter people.
So are we talking good cooperation between private sector and government?
Actually, I would just say in the private sector itself.
Uh-huh.
In the business sector itself. The good cooperation and coordination, they did not compete on security. They chose the CERT as the main coordinator, and everything worked smoothly. Although Estonia is very advanced, they were not prepared for such an attack infrastructure-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But because they did incident response well, and they coordinated well, they could cut through it, and even to a level with the upper end.
So they bounced back pretty quickly.
Well, it took them a few days, but yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my opinion, it was not so much the coordination between the government and the civilian sector. It was more cooperation inside the civilian sector. But yes, absolutely, the government does come into play because most of the attacked sites, for example, were government websites.
Now, I recently interviewed Howard Schmidt, who has done a lot of cybersecurity work for the U.S. government, including some work for the White House, and I got him in a discussion about the role of governments to deal with cybersecurity versus the role of the private sector, and his main argument to me was that the private sector has the greatest role because the private sector is where control over a lot of the major infrastructure is. Would you subscribe to that based on what you've learned here? Or because it seems one of the things you found is that there was good coordination between private organizations in the Estonian case.
I believe that we all have a role. We're all connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll actually add to that and say that although coordination in the private sector happened, it was the CERT that stepped up and was the leader. And one important issue is, of course, while many of the defenses in Estonia are scalable as test cases, some things, for example, are not. In one case, they blocked all access to the banks in Estonia from outside the country.
Uh-huh.
For example, that particular defense, I'm not sure that it's scalable to the United States, right? and I'll get back to your immediate question in a second, but many of the things they did are scalable. But when it comes to the States, for example, it is very difficult to coordinate in real time with several hundred ISPs or several thousand ISPs, right? When in Estonia they only dealt with a few, or with all the press or all the banks. And it is not clear that everybody will want to coordinate. But let me ask you a different question on what you asked.
Mm-hmm.
Say tomorrow there is an attack on a certain bank, and that impacts regular life in the country. Where will that bank go to for help? But on the other end, if the government starts regulating banks for their internet security and not credit or risk-wise for their financial issues, would the banks really like the regulation? Would the government, for example, start regulating ISPs? Or would the government start demanding that the press, the online press, has good security so it can maintain visibility during a crisis?
Mm-hmm.
How you control that is very, very problematic. But one thing that did prove itself was that the coordination and cooperation with an incident response that is centralized was critical. So I'm not sure about what Howard Schmidt said. I can tell you that everybody played a role.
Again, that was Gadi Everon from Beyond Security. The latest information security news from Black Hat USA 2007 and elsewhere is available as it breaks on our news page at searchsecurity.com/news. You can also find our Security Wire weekly podcasts featuring summaries of the latest news and interviews with security professionals at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Again, I'm Bill Brenner. As always, thanks for listening.